Welcome back to Macabre Mondays, where mystery meets macabre with your favorite Deadly Mary duo. I'm Ale.
And I'm Tom.
Your guides through the strange, the sinister, and the spooky. Today, we've got ourselves another listener confessions.
Listener confessions.
Where we hear from you guys. Okay, we hear the scary stories and creepy moments and unexplained times that you guys have experienced.
I love these episodes because you guys share stuff with
us. Yeah, I love it when you guys share.
But at the same time, I don't. Because all you guys out there love trying to scare me.
They do. And I'm not going to lie. It's so funny because when we started that podcast, I was like, oh my God, you're going to be so scared. Because, you know, I always share these stories with you and you're like, I don't like that.
Yep. And here we are.
And here we are with some submissions. I just have to say thank you guys so much for always sending in some stories, because last year, for our first year, we only got to do two listener submissions. And we're already just the first few months of January. Oh, January. What's wrong with me? The first few months. Honestly, January does be feeling like months instead of
it
weeks.
It really does.
Yeah. But just the first few months of 2026, this is already our second episode of listener submissions.
Which is pretty crazy, honestly.
Yes, I love it. Thank you guys so much for sharing your stories. Like, it just brings me so much joy. And then always also hearing you guys comment on how much you're enjoying the podcast and the episodes. And it really just warms our hearts. It really does. It really does. So let's get into it, Tom, because we've got some crazy stories that are sending, we're sending chills up my spines. Of my spines. And I'm going to start off with an anonymous submission.
Please tell me we're good. It's not going to be that bad, right?
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you anything until I tell you the story. Mm. Are you ready?
I guess as ready as I can be.
Story of listener
confessions
part two. Total
side note,
guys,
we got really cool little koozie things.
We did. They are very cute. Great spot.
I'm just trying to stall.
I know. I was going to say, cut it out. All right. Our first submission is from Anonymous. I must remain anonymous because of some of the contents.
Wow, this is not a good start already.
Because of some of the contents in the story. And you'll see why. Okay. This sounds fake, but it's not. My best friend and I were driving back from a wedding after party, and it was late, like delirious late. It was such a fun night. We were blasting some 2000s throwbacks and singing so loud and badly at the same time. The wedding was in another state in a pretty rural area. Oh, Here's where we begun. Paint the picture. I was driving and we both noticed a guy on the side of the road waving. She joked that it was Slender Man Core. And we laughed. 10 minutes later, she goes, wait, didn't we already pass that guy? I said, no, obviously. Then we passed him again. Same flannel, same wave, and it seemed like the same stupid smile. The GPS recalculated and told us to make a U-turn. Why? I don't know, but we aren't going to. She wrote that in all caps. But we didn't make the U-turn. We turned the music down instead to try and wake up. After a while, it felt like we'd been seeing the same gas station sign over and over. I checked the time, 40 minutes had passed, and we were still somehow 10 minutes from our destination. It felt like we were driving forever. My friend finally said, if we see him again, I'm screaming. Thankfully, we didn't see him again before we reached our Airbnb, but we realized we were in a location where all the small towns were starting to look the same. We still laugh about it that night, but we never joke about that guy. Something about him just really felt off. Why was he waving? Why is he out in the middle of the night on the side of the road? Were we in a glitch in a matrix? I think next time we will Uber. I've been telling everyone I know about this podcast. Thanks for making my Mondays better.
I'm just going to say right now, there's a movie that has trailers out right now.
Oh, you're talking about it's called Passenger.
Oh, yes.
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 Yes. It's called Passenger.
Do not like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving that. But at the same time, growing up in Indiana, anyone that knows Gary, Indiana, it also
spooky.
Gives what how spooky Gary, Indiana is when it's dark out.
Well, you know what it kind of reminds me of?
It feels abandoned and everything else. What's it remind you of?
We got married in Indiana, right?
Correct. Yes.
And I'm a city girl, not used to the rural. I guess destinations. And so when we drove out, like, I'm used to Indianapolis.
I just want to preface, this isn't where we were was still not even
it's not
really
even
rural.
Yeah, that's why I'm making the disclaimer that I'm a city girl. So if I don't see homes next to each other, I'm immediately like, this is too rural for me.
Anyone in the Midwest, we were in areas where there were still Walmarts, not just IGAs.
So mind you, it's really me. But when I was reading the story that they sent in, I was like, dude, I feel that. Because when I remember when I was at our wedding and we were driving around, I'm like, oh, everything is so far away. Where's the next town? What am I supposed to do? Beautiful location, though. I loved where we got married. But I just thought it was really funny. And seeing that she was even saying that they were coming from an after-party wedding and they were driving back, I was like, I can't even imagine driving at that at nighttime.
I mean, you get nervous anytime we're out in those types of areas.
I mean, remember when I took you...
pitch black. Oh my gosh, I will never forget that road.
To Clinton Road in New Jersey. Because I was like, guys, it was Tom. He came with his friend. And I was like, I'm going to take you guys somewhere super spooky. If you guys haven't listened to the New Jersey Urban Legends episode, you should. And I remember when I took them out there, I was like, isn't it spooky? It's because it's rural.
No joke. We were laughing because both of us looked at her and said, this just feels...
This
like
is just
a
another day in Indiana.
Yeah, because there's a lot of places in Indiana as you're driving, especially at night.
Right.
One, speed limits on rural roads are a lot faster. And you just naturally get used to the darkness and everything. You turn your lights off, you don't see anything.
Right. You grow up in that too. You're used to it.
Then there's you.
Oh my God.
Like,
there's a street lamp.
There's no street lamps on this road. It's haunted.
No, literally, I'm like, why isn't there a pothole here? There should be one. Well, you know what's creepy about the story, though, is that they mention about the guy. That is really weird, though.
Yeah, that's weird.
Why is there a guy in the middle of the... And you're... Most likely, I'm assuming, let us know, if you're in a rural area, you're just driving on this... Like, why is there a random guy in the side of the road? That's creepy. That's creepy. And then waving...
Know. Maybe he saw something wrong with their car.
Get the fuck
Midwest hospitality,
Yo, that really could be it. I'm not gonna lie. There is this misconception. No, not a misconception. What would you call it?
You have the misconception.
Every time I'm a city girl, I grew up in the city. Every time I thought about Midwest, I always thought about a pie stand on the side of the road. That was just always something I always thought about. Like, oh my God, if I ever drove out to the Midwest, I never really had a reason to drive out to the Midwest until I met Tom. But I was like, if I ever drove out to the Midwest, I'm going to find, you know, that hospitality.
Yeah.
So a little old lady on the side of the road, like selling homemade pies. And that's what I assumed when I went out to the Midwest. There's no little lady on the side of the road selling pies.
No.
Okay. So it really could be. No, but it's just weird, though.
It is weird.
I'm still saying. It's creepy.
Especially if it's an after party from a wedding. You got to think weddings typically go till Midwest weddings.
Yeah.
Go till probably 9:30, 10:30, 11 at the latest.
Well, we're not entirely sure where the wedding was. Right. But,
I know, but
it's
I'm
rural.
Saying
she's somewhere
rural.
Yeah. Okay.
Typical parties. We're not like all you city folks where our parties, our weddings go till 2 or 3 a.m.
That's not a thing for us.
We're in bed by then.
But then that leads me to if they're leaving super late and driving back after an after party for a wedding.
So you're talking probably 1 or 2 a.m.
Yeah. So why is there someone on the side of the road?
Exactly.
Waving?
That's where it does make it pretty weird.
Yeah, that's creepy, though. I'm not going to lie. That's so creepy. Thank you so much for sending in your story. Loved it. Definitely Uber next time. Yes, please.
Continue sharing.
Love you guys. All right. Our next listener submission is actually related to the Black Eyed Children.
What?
You remember the episode of Black Eyed Children?
Yes, okay. I do.
If you guys haven't listened to that episode, go back, listen to that. Or if you know about the lore, you don't really need to listen to it if you know about the lore. But
wasn't
we did
ready
cover
for this
episode.
One.
Okay, the username is user_Jadoff. He says that he had a run-in with the Black Eyed Children.
Oh, that's cool.
From the time I was 16 till around 23, I was plagued by one of those Black Eyed Children, but in my sleep. Sleep paralysis type of stuff. She was trying to kill me.
Yo, I would never be sleeping anymore.
But I believe whatever was happening was 100% real. She was a little 8 to 10 year old girl with long grudge-like hair, black eyes, and the creepiest, most evil cheek-to-cheeks grin I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go into detail because that would simply take way too long, but this went on for years. My grandma was the only one who believed me when I said she's real, so she got me a book on lucid dreaming. Eventually, I taught myself to lucid dream. And for all those who don't know what lucid dreaming is, it's pretty much when you can control what you're doing in your dream. Think about what's the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio? Inception. Yeah, where you can literally control your dream. You ever are in a dream, you're like, oh, I'm dreaming, and then boom, you wake up. Okay, now imagine if you stayed in that state.
And if you ever get the chance to take control of your dream like this, it is very difficult, takes a lot of practice.
It does.
I had a science teacher in seventh grade that actually taught us how to do it. That's and cool. Then kind of gave us a challenge. Take control, find a mirror, and then ooh, look at how you look in the mirror.
I don't think I'm doing that. I'm not doing that.
Because typically the way you'll see yourself in the mirror is how you envision yourself looking like or how you would like to look. It's pretty interesting.
It's interesting, weird. But I also find that I would feel so creeped out.
Yeah, I don't know how yours would go.
Yeah, I don't know how mine would go. That would be so creepy. And then him already talking about sleep paralysis. Oh, God, if you guys have never experienced that, it's the worst sucks. Thing ever. The worst thing ever. It's pretty much where you, it's exactly what you think it is. You're sleeping, you wake up, you think you're awake, you're not. You can't move at all. You're paralyzed. You can't even speak. And whatever happens, happens until you wake up. It's so creepy. Okay. So his grandmother got him a book on lucid dreaming, and eventually he taught himself to lucid dream. Now, one night, I had a dream where we were getting nuked.
Damn.
My little sister and I were in my closet hugging, then it hit. I remember everything turning white and hearing a ringing in my ear. This went on for a few seconds, but then the smoke began to clear, and all that was left was my bed and the black-eyed kid that was sitting on my bed. I walked up to her and told her, "You need to leave, but if you ever need me, you know where to find me." I gave her a hug. Then I looked down and I was covered in blood and she was gone. I awoke from my sleep from a phone call from my grandma. She said she just had the scariest dream about getting a knock on her door. And when she opened it, she said that that little girl was there with no eyes, standing there smiling at her.
Nope.
She said she felt scared, so she slammed the door in her face, and that was it. Super weird.
Yeah, I don't like this. This story?
Terrible.
Terrible, terrifying. Also, what the hell were you watching that caused you to imagine a nuke?
Sometimes you don't gotta watch anything.
Well, that's true. That's
true. You don't
gotta
watch anything.
I've had some terrifying dreams. I don't know how I would react, though, if all of a sudden I knew there was a nuke.
Dude, I've had a dream of a tsunami. I've had dreams
that's wild. That one's
the
crazy.
World is ending. And it feels like in the movies, exactly like that. So I've had dreams of that. Am I watching those things every day? No. Am I watching them even consistently? No. So when I do, but I'm also a big believer on every dream has a meaning or there's certain symbolisms that appear to you for a reason. So this was actually a post on Reddit, and somebody had asked him if the encounter stopped afterwards, and he actually responded back and he said, "So for the most part, I'd say they stopped. I had a dream a few years back where I was walking down the street in my hometown at night and saw someone who at the time I thought was my sister. So I walked up to her. She had a hood on, but as she lifted her head, it was the little girl."
Mm-mm.
This little girl also sounds so annoying. Like, it's like, you got any games on your phone?
Oh, gosh.
Super strange, although this time I didn't feel threatened. It was more like she was just wandering around. Ironically enough, just a little while ago, my grandmother told me that she too had a dream about her and said the same thing, that she got the impression she was just passing through.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't until recently I even learned that black-eyed kids existed. I'm assuming that's what she was, but who really knows?
Yeah, that is wild.
That's creepy. That is so creepy. That is so creepy. I also, one of the things too that I know about sleep paralysis, because I've experienced it myself and I have like one of the creepiest, I don't want to say one of the, there's even creepier stories of sleep paralysis experiences, but for me, I had it one time and it was so traumatizing. I know Joe can now feel if I'm going to go into a state of sleep paralysis, so I can somehow pull myself out of it. I don't know how I even learned that skill, but it's just something that I do. And one of the things that I learned about sleep paralysis was that the what they say from some of the things I read online is that if we've all ever seen the movie Insidious, mm-hmm. so you know how he gets lost, the little boy yeah. gets lost, and his dad's the dad and mom are trying to find him or whatever. Well, when you're in that state of sleep paralysis, apparently, spiritually, right, there is something that's trying to attach itself to your body. So you're kind of wandering, or you're not essentially wandering, but you're like awake and yeah. you're open because you are awake most of the time and you can kind of see what's going on around you. And so there is said to be, I don't want to use the word demons, but I just want to use energies that aren't so positive, that are very negative, that are trying to pretty much take over your body, essentially.
That's
but
that's wild.
I read that on a forum because when I had experienced sleep paralysis and I woke up from it, I had no idea that's what I experienced until I was reading into it. But I remember I woke up and I was thinking, what the hell was that? That was so weird. I was trying to move and I couldn't, and something was in the room with me, but I couldn't really describe it. And it was coming closer to me and it felt good, but it also felt bad. It felt like I should push away.
Yeah, that's insane. Because yeah, no joke, until I met you, yeah. I didn't know what sleep paralysis was.
Really?
Because I told you, I would have what now I know as sleep paralysis, and there were times where I wouldn't be able to move.
Yeah.
And then there were times where I could move, but it was as if the movie Wolf of Wall Street, where he is
yeah, where he's
on
like
Quaaludes and he
yeah.
is trying to move, but it's as if his whole body is paralyzed.
Yes. And you're
I
just
was
putting
able to
in
move,
so much effort.
But I was working so hard to move.
Yeah.
And it was as if my eyes were stuck in a squint position.
Yeah.
And I was really fighting. I would even reach and try to like open my eyes more and I would not be able to see anything else.
Oh, that's terrible. That
and
sucks.
I just remember I was always, every time that's ever happened, it's never been a good dream. It's always been as if something bad's happening to me.
Yeah.
And
well, it doesn't feel good. Yeah, it doesn't
I can't
feel
talk
good.
Or anything.
Right.
And even or when I do talk,
yeah, and you're putting in
and,
so much
and
effort.
I'm like screaming.
Yeah, you're literally using everything
yes.
that you can, every ounce of might
yes.
and will. And then all that's coming out is like,
mm-hmm.
Wow, that was creepy.
And then you get even more mad about it. That,
yes.
So this whole thing is insanely scary
right.
because I think of those moments and I would not want to be in this moment again.
No.
I hate it. Anytime
no.
that I have it, if I wake up, I'm usually stuck awake for
yeah.
at least a solid 45
yeah, it's
minutes
like,
to
it,
an
it's,
hour.
You got to shake it off. You got to shake it off. Well, you know, the other interesting thing too is that sleep paralysis, it doesn't necessarily always have to be something negative. It's just that our brains also, when we're in that state, you also got to think about it. You're still kind of sleeping, but you're not. And so your brain is activated in a way. I don't really know the psychology behind it, but I remember when I was reading a little bit about it, you're more inclined to see something a little bit more scary.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that was with me, with my dream. And here's my dream. But when I had the sleep paralysis, I was in a room. And at the time, I was with an ex of mine, and I was just sleeping. Everything's fine. It's nighttime. And when I woke up, I remember waking up, and I had my eyes open, and I was like, oh, dang, like, I woke up in the middle of the night again. Great. And at the time, there was a chameleon. We had a chameleon in the room. And if you know anything about chameleons, at nighttime, they need to go to sleep with a red lamp on. So think of this room already drastically yeah. creepier
every
because
time you
it's
tell me
illuminated
this story,
by red.
It's terrifying just because
the red
light.
Light. Yeah, the red light really changes the dynamic.
I think of your chameleon just morphing into a demon just coming up and out of the tank.
No, seriously, though.
Something like Harry Potter.
Yeah, something like Harry Potter. Well, he was so cute. His name was Postulio. I love that name. So cute. I know. So creative. But I remember I woke up and the room is illuminated in red. And randomly, I see my ex walking into the room. And I was like, wait a minute. Wait, what? He's awake. But I didn't know that he was sleeping next to me yet. I didn't know this yet. I just assume in that moment, oh, he must have woken up, went to the bathroom or something and came back. And I just so happened to have woken up. Maybe that's why I woke up, right? When he was walking back and I saw him entering through the bedroom door. And he tells me, oh, great, you're awake. And I was like, okay. Now, this is happening relatively quick. So as he's saying that, he's walking towards me. But the energy that I was feeling from him was very intense. I can't even describe it. It felt so good, but it felt so bad at the same time.
It was a warning.
No, they're like, you're going to meet a man named Thomas. You're going to marry him and you guys are going to fall in love and be together forever. No, but he was walking towards me as he said that, oh, great, you're awake. And the closer he got, the more that the feeling and the energy intensified, where I was kind of like giving in, pushing away. I was like, no. And then that's when I realized as he was walking towards me, he kind of was like getting on top of me. And I was like, wait a minute, if he's here, then who the fuck is sleeping next to me? And that's when I couldn't move at all. And I wasn't even trying to move yet, but I kind of squirmed my eyes over to my right and I saw like his body in the bed. So I'm like, oh, what the hell? Like, that's weird.
Yeah, I hate this.
And right when he was like getting on top, because this is all happening, like it feels like seconds, to be honest. While he's getting on top of me, it's like he was trying to go in my body. And when the closer he got into my body, where he like laid on top of me, he was like, oh yeah, this is comfortable. As if he was like moving in there.
Taking your body over.
Yes. And the minute he laid inside my body, I felt like the energy and that feeling intensified 10 times. Like it was stronger than, it was insane. And then from the corner, not even from the corner, I don't even know where the hell it was coming from. But from my left ear, all I hear in the most deepest, darkest, demonic voice, I hear,
oh, don't tell me you're scared.
Yo, the minute I heard that, I was like, what the? I started moving, and that's when I realized I couldn't move, I couldn't talk. And I noticed that the movement that I was doing felt like that scene from Wolf of Wall Street when he's on
Quaaludes.
Where
you just can't freaking move at all.
You can't. And I was screaming inside my body. I was moving. And I remember all that was coming out of my body was... That's all that was coming out of my body.
It
and
gives
then I woke
me
up.
A Death Eater, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah, seriously.
Like,
okay, that was unnecessary.
Anyone listening is going to, especially if they're listening at night, they're going to be like, what the hell, Tom?
That was Death Eater.
Payback.
So anyways, that was my experience with the sleep paralysis. And it was so creepy that I remember afterwards, that's when I went on a little Google dive and I was thinking, oh my goodness, what the hell was that? And that's when I learned about the spiritual side of it, that they believe, it is believed that it is a way of them to try to pretty much take over, which is crazy because I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, they ain't get me. No, I'm joking. They ain't never going to get me.
Don't be tempting them.
No, I would never tempt them. No, not at all. Please. I'm about to go do a sage session. No, but I did feel super scared. So thank you so much for letting us use this story. That was super spooky. I hope that she never comes and visits you ever, ever again. So, oof. And I hope she doesn't visit grandma either, because that was intense. That was intense.
For real.
Our next submission is from Paul.
Mm.
I think
Winter
you know
Paul.
A Paul. Yes.
You
he
know what?
Said,
send us your package back.
Not you being mad because everybody's going to scale you. Paul's going to hear this and be like, you know what? I'm going to send another one.
Paul, I swear to God.
Hey, guys. My name's Paul. I love the show. I actually was the giveaway winner, which was super dope. Which has been super dope.
Not anymore.
And I can't wait for the package to arrive. He said, the last Listener Tales episode reminded me that I keep meaning to send you one of my creepy experiences. If you like it, maybe I'll send another one. So it's okay to say my name, but I haven't talked to any of these people involved in like 20 years, so I'll rename them all. I call the story The Ghost Named Tom. Ha ha, JK. Oh. I had to.
Yo, I was going to be like, hold on, what? Stop this right now.
Anyways, it's called You Saw It Too.
Oh, fuck. Dude, what the hell?
I'm getting chills. I'm getting chills thinking about it. Got it. Okay. So I grew up in this smallish town in Colorado called Grand Junction. When I was about 19 or 20, maybe, so I'd say 17 or 18 years ago, I was working at Taco Bell, Tom's fave.
Facts, dude.
And my best friend at the time, who we'll call Lydia, offered me some really great shrooms. I was like, duh, let's go, girl.
This is all vibing with
Colorado and Taco Bell. Yes.
And I know where Grand Junction is. And there's not really anything out there. His name's Paul.
Paul's just giving. True. Paul is giving, I'm living my life, doing whatever
Paul's
I want.
Paul's giving Seth Rogen vibes.
Yes, yes, yes. Literally, yes, exactly. So we ate them at the Taco Bell and chilled outside while we waited for some coworkers to finish up so we could hang out a bit and play some hacky and wait for the shrooms to kick in. When they did, it was amazing, and we ended up getting a ride to Lydia's house and had a good time while I waited for my other bestie, who we'll call Shauna, to finish cosmetology school. She called me up and came over to Lydia's house where we smoked, and then she drove me back to my house where she was going to spend the night. Nothing romantic. We play for the same team, if you catch my drift. Love it. When we pulled up to the house, everything looked different. Dark and uneasy feeling. Kind of strange. And I thought maybe it's because of the shrooms.
I was going to say, yeah, I mean, you've heard the stories.
Yeah, right.
You can have a bad trip and it can alter everything.
It can mess things up, right? We also talked about Montauk Project.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's LSD. LSD is a little bit heavier than...
I know. I just can't let go of that episode. Yeah. I've been talking about it every day, ever since I've started researching it. Okay. But my friend, who is perfectly sober, besides a little pot, who had been in school all day, said, "Bro, why does your house look so weird?" I asked her, "Weird how?" And she said, "The porch light is always on, but it's off. And everything looks eerily dark inside too. And where are the cars?" So side note, I used to rent a room from my friend who we'll call Tyler. This was a double wide trailer. I lived with Tyler and his dad and his ex-stepmom, who lived in an upstairs apartment they had built over the trailer. We'll call the ex-stepmom Dina. Dina was usually home at night, and Tyler's dad had a really old car, Bel Air. Nice.
Oh.
He hardly ever drove, and it was usually always in the driveway. But when we got there, there were no lights on and no cars were there, so it already felt weird. Well, I started to get out of the car to go inside, and Shauna grabbed my arm and said, "Wait, I don't want to go in yet." I asked why, and she said, "I don't know, it just feels weird. When will someone else be home? Maybe we should wait." Which, side note, Shauna's sober.
Yeah. Outside of a little bit of weed.
Yeah, Shauna is sober. Shauna's sober. That's...
I won't lie. If I was in your shoes...
You know what I mean? She's already experiencing it. Yeah. This isn't the shrooms.
I'm chalking up to shrooms.
Right.
Now, I have a friend that I know is sober telling me, "Yeah, this is freaking weird." Now, instantly, I'm going to already be now getting paranoid. And now the shrooms are probably also going to make it even worse.
Well, yeah, let's see. I told her she was being ridiculous and I live here, so it'll be fine. She shrugged and followed me to the door. "Ready, Tom?"
No, I'm not.
We went inside and through the living room to the hallway, which was on the left. My room was at the end of the hall, so about four doors down. And the only light that was on was hanging from the ceiling just before my bedroom door. So this casted a shadow behind me into the living room.
All I see is a light hanging by a string.
I know, and it's swaying. Slightly swaying, yes. Yeah.
With the little cord that has the metal tingly thing, and it just clinks.
Paul, we're going to need you to send a photo of and describe exactly how this light
looks. God, no. What the hell?
The first door in the hall was on the right side, and that was the laundry room, which didn't have a door. But today, I noticed a closed door.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck did the door come from, and why is it closed? So I was immediately taken aback and looked behind me to Shauna, who just looked at it and shrugged off as if to say, "I don't know," but looked even more uneasy than before, and she hugged herself tighter before moving on. But as I passed by the door, I noticed my shadow on the door, which caught my attention, because the only light is in front of me. And the shadows should be behind me.
I'm just waiting for you to say that then you realize that the shrooms wore off and you were still in the Taco Bell parking lot.
So how the heck is my shadow showing up on this door to my right? I stopped and stared for a minute and then turned back to my room when I noticed the shadow's timing was off. Like whatever this thing was on the door was trying to mimic my movements. Oh.
This is starting to sound similar to our story, Threshold.
Oh, yeah, the mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
I'm not liking this, man.
You are shaking. I notice your leg is shaking.
I'm listening to music. You just can't hear it. And
you're just reacting based off of my emotions. When I noticed the shadow's timing was off, like whatever this thing was on the door, was trying to mimic my movements, but turned more slowly than me, like noticeably slower. So me and my heart both stopped dead.
No as, shit.
As well as Shauna. The shadow figure stopped as well, off pace from my movements. You could probably hear a pin drop, but I was so full of adrenaline, my thought was, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And as if it knew the jig was up, it turned to face me, stood for about 3 seconds, and then crouched slightly and jumped off the door straight at me, as though it was trying to attack me. In an instant, I was on the other wall across the narrow hall with my arms out and my body as flat against the wall as I possibly could be. Heart was racing. I was absolutely terrified. But I was shaking all over and full of adrenaline with my eyes closed, just waiting to die. Waiting, waiting. And about 5 seconds later, I opened my eyes and was still alive. But Shauna was gone.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God, I'm getting literally goosies. I can't. Paul, you're killing me right now. And I read these beforehand. When I could compose myself, which took another 5 seconds of deep breaths, I ran to the front door, but it was still closed. And I shouted out, Shauna, where'd you go? I could hear her behind the couch saying in a sobbing whisper, what the fucking fuck was that? I knew I was tripping, but she was not. And all I could say was, you saw it too? She said, how could I not? What the fuck was that?
Mm-mm.
I told her I had no idea, and she started fully crying, just bawling and shaking at this point. I asked if she wanted to go to her car, and she was around the couch and passed me before I finished my sentence.
I would too, bro. I'd be out of the house.
We sat there and smoke some more, speculating
hell
about.
No.
I know, Paul, you guys are wild. Yeah, I can't.
If I just experienced that, I'd be finding every way to get as sober as possible to be like, did I actually witness what the fuck I just witnessed?
Well, you know what's crazy? This is also another great example of like everybody's body is different.
True.
So how one person may react or how you see someone else perceive something, it may be completely different from how you will react. Because,
true.
They may be also doing that to chill out.
Yeah.
Because if their adrenaline
is pumping.
If anything,
it'd just make me more paranoid. I'd be like.
Yeah. And if anything, if he's feeling this adrenaline, they're both like on an all-time high. They're probably feeling sober, to be quite honest with you.
All I can imagine is me being high, having the same thing happen, and then the minute that I see my shadow, I'd be pointing at it, talking to it, and I'd be like, I know what the fuck you're up to. You're not going to get me.
You're not going to get me, but can you tell me where the laundry door was? Because we never had a door on that laundry room.
When did that get installed?
Okay, so they sat there speculating about what we could have seen until someone else arrived home and still didn't go in for over an hour after that. Luckily, nothing else happened that night. But another weird occurrence did happen in that place. We chilled and watched movies all night, and since then, I've had people who said they were clairvoyant or mediums who have told me that I have a dark presence hovering over me that can sometimes, but not always, be seen. Kinda creepy, but I've never seen it. I'm thinking about naming it after one of my favorite podcasters. Ha ha, JK. Well, I hope liked it. Let me know if you did, because I have a few more weird things happen. Have an amazing day, and until next Monday, peace.
Damn.
I think you should call it Tom.
I agree.
It's only fair.
I agree. I will say, now I'm imagining the SpongeBob episode.
Oh my God, which
where
one?
Patrick is getting attacked and nobody else can see it. And Patrick's
and he's
like,
literally
no.
getting yeah. slammed
and
back
Patrick's
and forth.
Like, what are you doing? And then all of a sudden he's like, I'll beat you up. And he swings and the guy goes, and Patrick like keeps getting beat up.
Oh my
up
God.
And then just like thrown.
I forgot about that episode. Yes.
That's all I can imagine is happening in this moment with your shadow.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know what's also makes it even creepier is the fact that, well, I mean, there's quite a few points of the story that makes it even creepier, and it's kind of crazy that you experience that. Yeah. One, Shauna is not even experiencing, she's sober. She's chilling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's hanging out. And she's experiencing the same thing. That's crazy. My other thing that's throwing me off is the fact that you've had friends who were clairvoyant or mediums or psychics or whatever tell you similar things about that there's
dude,
some
I'd
type
be
of shadow
cleansed.
Looming over you. Yeah.
I'd be doing cleanses. I'd be laying in sage, everything. I'd do
like,
whatever I
I'd
could.
I'd be doing lavender salt balm baths.
Facts.
I'd be...
I mean, I like those by themselves anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. The Epsom salts. Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. Ah, that's crazy. That is... No. Send in some more stories, though. Please.
Nope. I'm good.
Thanks for sending that in, Paul. Thank you so much. Our last and final story today.
Great.
Was submitted by Anonymous.
I hate the Anonymous
ones. I know.
Ones.
I love them.
Paul had balls telling me, hey, it's me. I'm
Paul's
your
like,
guy.
You. Paul said, you know what? It's your day today, man. Our last submission is from Anonymous. Hi, Ala and Tom. I'm finally sending in my submission. I found you guys recently and I'm loving the podcast. I've been debating sending in my story for a while because I don't even know if this really counts as spooky, but it definitely spooked me at the time. Now, before we continue going forward, I've heard this
always
a lot.
Always submit your story.
Always
no
submit
matter
your stories.
How small, strange, or sinister you may,
you may think
it is.
It is. Okay. It is going to be spooky. The reason why... It, you know, a spooky story doesn't have to be like in the movies. Everybody's experiencing life in their own way, and it's spooky.
I just want you guys to know, I get scared, but my dad also listens to these
and
episodes.
And we love scaring
and
him.
And he gets even more scared than I do.
We love scaring him.
We terrify him with our little Chucky doll.
Yeah, yeah. He just doesn't like anything like that, but he listens every week because he supports and we love him so much. And so in turn, we have to give him
scare
love back
the hell
by
out
scaring
of him too.
So please don't ever feel like your story may not be spooky enough or it's all spooky. Okay?
You're going to
keep especially
somebody
if you experienced
listening
it. Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you experienced it. So thank you so much already just for submitting your story. We really appreciate that.
Yes.
So this happened when I was probably around 15. I woke up in the middle of the night randomly. Nothing woke me up that I can remember. I just remember opening my eyes and laying there looking around my room. Everything seemed normal, so I rolled over and tried to go back to sleep. But a little while later, I woke up again. This time, I remember feeling kind of uneasy for no reason at all, like that weird feeling when something just feels off. I glanced over at my clock, and it said 3:02, which immediately made it worse because
that's the witching hour.
That's what she said. That's what they said here. Which immediately made it worse because you know how every horror movie talks about 3 a.m. being the devil's hour? My brain immediately went there. I think everybody's brain goes there.
Yes.
Anytime I wake up and I see the clock and if it's any time at 3 or if it's like almost before 3, I'm like, I gotta go to sleep before 3.
My brain doesn't go to that. It just goes to, I'm awake.
It's 3:33.
Shit, man.
Damn it. And the ghost in your room is like, damn. I knew I shouldn't have woke him up right now. Damn, I feel bad. Like, he's really trying to sleep. Damn.
I get so annoyed.
I know.
The worst, though, is when you get woken up and it's 15 minutes prior to when your alarm's going to go off.
Oh, that's a pet
peeve. I wake
up
at 5:30 in the mornings.
That's a pet
peeve. So when my alarm goes off, or when I wake up at like 5:15, instantly bad mood. I'm just...
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Tom can have like... If he's if his goal is 7 hours a night... He only gets 6 hours and 57 minutes. Best believe those 3 minutes make a difference. And they do. Mm-hmm. Those could be an extra 3 minutes of deep REM sleep.
Facts.
Not REM, it's REM.
REM.
I'm over here talking about the band.
Everybody hurts.
Sometimes. Wait, is that them or is that you too?
No, that's REM.
REM, right? It is. I was just double checking because U2 has that other song. What's that other song?
I don't know. I still have issues against U2 for putting their whole damn album on my phone years ago.
Well, yeah, that's a solid reasoning. That's a solid reasoning. Okay. So it's 3:02. She wakes up, right? It's 3:02. They wake up. 3 a.m. Devil's hour. Brain immediately goes there. So I looked over toward the corner of my room and I swear... There was a figure standing there. It wasn't like I could see a face or anything clear. It was more like a tall, dark shape, just standing there in the corner by my dresser.
Oh, that's great.
Completely still. I remember blinking a bunch of times because I thought my eyes were just playing tricks on me from waking up.
I would too.
But every time I looked back, it still looked like someone was there.
That's the thing. I would blink, but also not want to take off eye contact.
Yo, you crazy? I think I would probably...
I'd be like...
Have you ever heard of that?
You can't get any closer. I don't take my eyes
off. Yeah, but what
you.
If it does get closer?
No, because all the scary video games I've ever played, the minute you take your eyes away, all you hear is like the and then you turn back and it's they're all like frozen.
Yeah, they're right there. Ooh, ew. Why would you give me my visual?
They're like this, ready?
Ew, stop. You're freaking me out. Have you ever thought about, have you ever seen like strobe lights and then people are moving?
Yes.
The strobe lights are freaky because everyone's moving.
What was
moving
that game
like
that we
sit.
Played that one year with my best man and we played it only at night and it was, we had to sneak around and everything and there were all those like naked.
Was it Silent Hill?
No. It was a version, something like Silent Hill.
Similar?
And then remember we had to go up the elevator and I was like, guys, I don't want to go up the elevator, but it's making me.
No, that wasn't with Matt. That was with my brother.
Oh, yes. And then remember it the light went off and it comes on and all of a sudden all of them are around us.
Yes.
And I was like,
when
what
the light
the
is
fuck?
Off, they would move. But when the yes. light is on, then you see them.
And you had to keep the flashlight
creepy.
On them.
That was so creepy. That was so creepy. I remember blinking a bunch of times because I thought my eyes were just playing tricks on me. And the weirdest part was that it didn't feel like it had just appeared. It felt like it had been standing there the whole time, like it was watching me sleep the whole time. Huh. I immediately pulled the blanket over my head like a little kid and just stayed there trying to convince myself it was nothing. Eventually, I must have fallen back asleep because the next thing I remember was waking up in the morning. Everything in my room looked completely normal. Nothing like that has ever happened to me again, and I still have no explanation for it. Maybe it was just a bad dream or my brain half awake or something like that. But I remember that moment so vividly even all these years later. And every once in a while, I still think about it and wonder, what exactly was that I saw standing in the corner of my room at 3 a.m.? Hope this makes it on the show. I love your voice, Alice, so I hope it does. Thanks for making my Mondays macabre. Aww, you guys,
oh, man.
I literally want to tear up. That was so sweet. Like, I don't think you guys understand how much it means to us to hear from you guys and your stories and how much you guys are enjoying the podcast. Okay, we started this. Here I go again. I'm like, we started this.
I'm
just a grateful girl. I'm a grateful girl, okay?
I'm
going to
say about your dream. I do kind of the same thing when I have bad dreams like that, except instead of just hiding under the covers, I'll stay out of the covers, but I will do everything. I'll grab my phone and I will start doing the doom scroll of let me find happy videos.
Like funny stuff.
Funny stuff. I want happy, positive energy coming into this body of mine, into my mind.
That's how it'd be. You've got to redirect your thoughts. You just got to redirect your thoughts. You know how many times I'm like hanging out around the house and my thoughts will randomly be like, oh my God, what if there's a shadow over there? I'm like, why are you doing that? That's not what we're doing right now. Why are you raising my cortisol
levels?
Okay,
to be fair, you jump when I'm in the house.
Okay, first off,
we're married. We've lived together for years. And yet I can just come into a room and you'll be like, ah! And I'm like, what the hell was that? Why do you walk so quiet? But then the minute I walk a little bit with my heels, why are you stomping around like an elephant?
I do say that.
So I can't walk too quiet, or I walk too quiet, or I stomp like an elephant. There's no in between with this woman.
Wow. I'm hearing a lot of yappity yap. I'm not hearing a lot of I love my wife. Thank you guys again for sending in your stories. That was such a good listeners episode. Every episode is always so good when we do a listeners episode. Please keep sending them in, okay? Thank you for joining us today on Macabre Mondays. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you know more about today's episode, psych, let us know if you got more stories, okay?
I was just going to stop you and be like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean if you know more about today's episode? They won't.
Imagine
this
one
is
of
their stories.
Like, I was actually the ghost in that person's dream. I'd be like, get the fuck out of
here.
Will
the real Slim Shady please stand up? Okay.
And seriously, just like we said earlier, we really do want to hear from you. We love doing these listener episodes. So if you have a story that's strange, sinister, or downright spooky, really does not matter how small you may think it is.
We're just having fun.
It's important to us, and it'll still scare somebody.
Yes.
So please send it our way. You can email us at macabremondayspodcast@gmail.com or head over to macabremondays.com and submit your story. Yours just might be featured in an upcoming listener episode like today.
Yes, please. This is a judgment-free zone, okay? Life is too short. We should just have fun. Just Facts. Have fun and not take anything too seriously, okay? Follow us on social media by searching Macabre Mondays for photos of today's episode, updates, and a little extra spooky fun. We'll see you next Monday for another Sinister, Strange, and Spooky episode. Stay tuned. More mysteries just around the corner. But until then, stay curious and stay safe, friends.
Deuces.
Bye, guys.